in a mess, and he's totally responsible.
So if somebody has made a mess of their life themselves and they're not devotees, they're not great devotees, then is that the mercy of the Lord? They're not great devotees. Yeah, they're not great devotees.
Neophyte.
I would say that there are two aspects to it. One is, when we talk about Krishna's mercy, what do we exactly mean by it? Is it that the external situation coming into our life is something orchestrated by Krishna, and that's how it is Krishna's mercy? Or our being in a particular frame of mind by which we can turn towards Krishna at that time, that is Krishna's mercy. So Krishna's mercy can be multifaceted. So the word mercy has a connotation of Krishna personally doing something. But when I have made a mistake and then I have landed myself in a mess, I can't really say Krishna has done it. But what my understanding is that Krishna's plan, or Krishna is so expert that he can incorporate even our mistakes into his plan. That means I may have landed into a terrible situation by my own folly. But through that situation, Krishna, even if it's my mistake, Krishna can act so expertly that Krishna can bring that into his plan and bring some good out of it. So, for example, if you consider Chitraketu, he was a great devotee again, but still, he laughed at Shiva and then he was cursed for that. So, the result was that he became Dhritarashtra, he became a demon, but eventually, in a demoniac body, he demonstrated great devotion, and that's how he demonstrated the universality of bhakti. So, in general, rather than getting too much into the analysis that was this my mistake or this is Krishna's plan, we can focus on what is the attitude that will help me best to move forwards from here. There's a very intriguing pastime or intriguing analysis. Say,
what is the attitude that will help me
best? Move forwards. Right. Move forwards. If you
that's
see,
that's what's important. It's like a question about, you know,
I'll give an example for this. See that in the Mahabharata, before the war occurs, Vidura strongly castigates Dhritarashtra. Stop this war. And Dhritarashtra says that, no, if the war is destined, what can I do? I'm a tiny mortal. I cannot stop the war. No, it is not destined. He says, destiny determines the consequences of our actions, not our actions themselves. You are responsible for your son's actions. You are responsible for your actions. Stop. He's very strong about it. But then after the war is over, Dhritarashtra has lost all his sons and he's in moroseness. At that time, Vyasadeva comes to him. And he's so morose, Vyasadeva tells him, O king, do not be so morose. This war was the result of, was destined. And now focus on your spiritual growth. Now learn to act dharmically. So now what is the point? Was the war destined or was it not destined?
Irrelevant.
That's not so relevant. So by ascribing destiny initially, he was abandoning his responsibility. And that's why he said, no, you have a responsibility to do, you do it. But now, that incident is over now. There's nothing he can do about it. So now what is the best course for action? Okay, you see that as destiny. And now see how best you can act. So if we have that attitude that philosophy is not just like a category of right and wrong. Philosophy is a resource of knowledge that is meant to guide us to right and wrong action in our particular situation. Then in our particular situation, the right action may be different at different times. So rather than thinking this is Krishna's plan or this is not Krishna's plan, we can say that from this point, if I start serving Krishna, then Krishna can make his plan act in a beneficial way for me even through this situation.
Okay. How long are you going to be here?
Tomorrow.